time to prepare for the weekend, or at least 1 hour of the weekend. The KUAF Vinyl Hour is heard every Saturday evening at 5 on 91.3 KUAF. It's hosted and produced by Lee Wood, who just coincidentally happens to be in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News studio.
Hi.
Hello.
Should we talk about it?
The Vinyl Hour?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know what, Kyle?
What?
It's actually the tape hour this week.
The, like, cassette tapes?
Cassette tape hour. So my guest is Kurt from Tape Dad.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know about Tape Dad?
I do, a little bit, yeah.
Okay. Tape Dad is a local tape label. There you go. That's it. And he puts out releases from local bands on cassette tape. And they make a good package. These are good looking tapes. And so he was nice enough to actually bring a tape deck to the studio. I tried to find some, and really, honestly, I ended up getting, like, the things that people just hadn't quite thrown away yet.
Had made it to their local electronic recycling
right.
center.
I did that for them. But he brought a beautiful tape deck, and it sounds really nice. And we listened to a mixtape.
Okay, I love this because I used to make mixtapes all the time.
Yeah, me too.
Here's my one question.
Okay.
For him.
Yes.
This doesn't seem to be the most economically sound way to release music in 2018.
Well,
I mean, I would not be able to play these cassette tapes.
This is true. And that's a your problem.
Okay.
So, I mean, I kind of mean to be snide. But economically on his end, actually, you know, cassette tapes have made a bit of a resurgence because bands that are touring, it's expensive to press vinyl, mm-hmm. and you can't really do it in small quantities. It gets more expensive the smaller the quantity.
Sure.
Plus, carrying those around with you when
heavy.
You're on tour, heavy, they're a bit problematic. Cassette tapes are like the perfect way to sell music merch for touring bands. And it's taken off a little bit. But they put a lot of time and effort and care into the way these look. I mean, they're just great looking packages. The tapes sometimes have a vintage feel to them, mm-hmm. Which is totally appropriate. Sometimes they're just outlandish and pink and, you know, turquoise and stuff. And the art is very well done.
Do they come in those plastic cases?
They certainly do.
Yeah, that I like.
Yes. And I will say this, and I don't think that I'm speaking out of turn. There's also a group of folks who are really enjoying cassette tapes that didn't enjoy them the first time around. So there's a demographic difference here. And so I think that there's a novelty to it for some folks.
Sure.
Whereas we, you know, I think about the case that I had where you open it up. You
yep.
look through the whole
yep.
thing.
Yep.
Yeah. But it's great. So we listen to great live music and we geek out about the packaging. And I learned some things about where you buy blank tapes so that you can duplicate and just some things like that are interesting.
All right. The KUAF Cassette Tape Hour, Saturday evening at 5 on 91.3 KUAF. Thank you, Lee.
Thanks, Kyle.